Blog Talk Radio.
Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler, of course, for those of you who are new to the show. Today's guest is supposed to be Mayor John Marks III of Tallahassee, Florida, our former mayor of Tallahassee, Mr. John Marks III. But apparently he hasn't called in yet, so I'm going to see if he gets a chance to call in, because I believe he had a time conflict scheduled. But what I'd like to talk about is the criminal justice system. Mr. James Costin Jr. Said something on the show when he was on here last about the criminal justice system, about people being in prison and working, making $2 or $3 an hour, working for corporations. They're working for corporations, and once they're released from prison, they did their time, they pay their debt to society. When they go and apply for a job at some of these same corporations, they are not hired. They are not hired because they have a record. That is wrong. That's very wrong. And we as a community of people should not allow things like that to continue. I feel like we should really start standing up and fighting more for our rights. As a matter of fact, a gentleman by the name Curtis Robbins suggested something, which has already been did by Ms. Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther. He suggested a boycott, but not the average boycott, not marching necessarily boycott, but a boycott of economics. Of course, it would have to be led by somebody that everybody could really understand and, you know, would listen to. These are just the economic boycott. Now, at first, I thought it was $1 billion a year that black people spent here in America. But I'm finding out it's much more. It might be much more like closer to $1 trillion. And for those of you who do not know this, black people here in the United States of America make up 12 to 13% of the American population, according to the 2010 census. Curtis Robinson is on to something. Of course, it would have to be dead or by somebody like Mr. Louis Farrakhan with the Million Man March. Mr. Martin Luther King III. But either way, something Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Michael Brown Jr., it makes no sense. The killings make no sense. And if Mr. John Marks III had to come on the show talk with me, I was going to ask him, was there a certain way that people have to behave when they're pulled over by the police and things like that. So he's not here, so I can't have that question really answered by him. All I'm saying is there's got to be a legal way to stop. And the way I feel about what Mr. Curtis Robinson said is economic boycott. That way nobody has to worry about being tased or anything like being shot at, having tear gas on, which I believe, not 100% certain, that tear gas is illegal. And this is not just, I just don't want those gentlemen to die in vain. And there was a gentleman down South Florida, Dunn, he did get prison time. But a young man playing loud music, he shot into the vehicle. But as far as I know, they have not got him for murder. So that's basically what it was. The economic boycott, I feel like if you take money away, and if it's really, if I'm really accurate about it, it's close to $1 trillion instead of $1 billion, and I'm pretty certain I am, but if I'm wrong, somebody just let me know. An economic boycott, take money away, basically. You're taking money away from America, corporations, by not spending. I don't know how long such a boycott should last. I don't know if it's even feasible. But I definitely like the idea, and I'm more than ready to join and start boycotting. You know, I'm more than ready. It seems safer to me not spending money than getting tear gas put on you, sprayed on you, or getting beat by the police officers, the National Guard Armory. Boycotting in that way is legal. Nobody has to really get hurt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that, you can still march and stuff, but taking money away from this country, I feel, would help. Not necessarily the country itself, but the corporation. I believe that we, that black people, Latinos too, would see a change in how we're treated in the United States of America. Take our money away. Don't spend it for however long, 2, 3 days, week, 2 weeks. Just don't spend money. I don't know how long it should be. And like I said, we take somebody with more power and more respect, you know, and more well-known, you know, than just little old me talking on an internet radio show. But like I said, I'm ready to do it. I also like to talk about Miss Marissa Alexandra. As you all know by now, she took a plea deal. I'm going to say this. She was not used to, she could not use Stand Your Ground because in order to use Stand Your Ground as a defense, you have to have killed or murdered someone. I believe that it's unfair that Miss Marissa Alexandra was punished for not killing anyone. The way I see things. And I'm sure everybody else got a different opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that's mine. I feel like they punished her. Because they said if she had killed him, she could have used that as a defense. But I feel like they're punishing her for not killing anyone. That's just the way I feel about it. It's wrong. You know, it's wrong to take a human life also. And for her to be punished like that by the criminal justice system is wrong, wrong, wrong. It's unfair that it happens too often. Here in the United States, they have been killing black Americans, imprisoning them for a number of years, decades, centuries. And I know that there are more black men and women who have been murdered besides the ones I named. And I wish it wasn't so. I wish it wasn't true. But these gentlemen that have made worldwide news, I do not feel they have died in vain. I believe something positive can come out of this and has come out of this. Positive, more positive things come out. The race discussion about playing the race card and all that, well, that's another topic. I don't believe there's such thing as a race car. I don't. But that's my own personal opinion. Anybody else can have their opinion too. And that's really about it. Oh, yeah, the voting. For those of you, which I know you probably already know this because I have some intelligent people listening to me. Those of you who may not know, you may be in another country, Nigeria or wherever, because I have people listening to Nigeria, South Africa, England, from everywhere, Saudi Arabia, South Africa. For those of you who do not know, know these things, that's why I'm putting it out there like that. So I want to talk about the getting out of prison situation for black men and women. Again, when they're released from prison, I feel like they are punished again. People go to prison, they do their time, but yet once they're released from prison, they do not get their full rights restored. It's wrong, too. People should have the rights restored to vote and to get jobs. Because by now we all know, maybe not them in Nigeria, South Africa, or England, or Ireland, or wherever you all are, and thank you for listening, that you cannot vote, that you're not allowed to serve on a jury if you cannot vote. That's got to change, too. We, as a people, really need to come together. I know we can't do it without our Caucasian brothers and sisters, our Latino brothers and sisters, but I really believe in an economic boycott. I believe it would do a world of good. May not stop it completely, but it'll definitely slow them down. I truly believe that. I thank Mr. Curtis Robinson for saying that, which, like I said earlier, it's already been did. It's already been did by Ms. Rosa Parks, Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Jesse Jackson. I mean, it's already been did, and it worked for the bus boycott, and it will work here in the United States of America, statewide, city to city, state to state, town to town, county to county, boycott for all of those who want to participate. For those of you who do not know who Mr. Curtis Robinson, Fat Boys, he's the older brother. Of course, his brother is dead now, Buffy, but I'm sure his memory lives on. Also, not too long ago, he had a Walk of Fame star, so I think that's wonderful. Anyway, that's about to end the show, and God bless everyone. I hope everyone has a good day, and God bless you.